Hi everybody, I'm Mike Hancock. I'm the chairman and founder of an organization called the Circle of Excellence Group. And welcome to Worldwide Business Intelligence, the podcast. And today I have the founder of Worldwide Business Intelligence, the lady behind that, and also my life partner. So this is going to be exciting, Lundy Jack. Hi, Lundy.
Hi there, everyone. It's lovely to be here. Now, Mike says it's Worldwide Business Intelligence that we're talking about today, but you're going to hear a lot me calling it the octopus, because it seems people really have been getting into that mascot for the brand, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it definitely has a mascot that's an octopus. But before we talk about octopuses and other sea creatures and things like that, I want to go right back to a question that I love that you were asked in San Diego recently on another podcast. And that was that you were finishing up in university. You had your degrees in economics, industrial psychology, your master's, everything but your doctorate, because you thought Dr. Jack sounded weird.
And it does.
And in the last year in university, you were approached in the canteen by a man in a dark suit, and it gave you something fascinating. Tell us what happened during that moment where you were approached randomly.
It sounds all very dodge, so let me just enlighten the listeners. When I studied, I was in varsity and got approached by this man literally out of the blue, and he was trying to, well, I didn't realize it at first, but he was trying to recruit me for some sort of secret service at that stage. And he explained to me, the benefits of being part of a group specializing in industrial espionage. So in essence, that would have meant I would go to Corporate A, get fast-tracked into their boardroom, and then collect information and then give it to Corporation B. Luckily, I was smart enough to ask him, look, what's the downside if I do this? And he said to me, you know, within the South African law where I'm born, it's the death penalty. But that really, really kick-started things for me.
Yeah, I know it gave you a thirst and a hunger for wanting to understand what goes on in the boardrooms of the world. Now, you say that you did it more traditionally, but but really, you were able to get into those boardrooms definitely by your mid-20s. You started a consultancy firm around about age 29. You grew that very, very successfully. And since we've been partners, we've traveled to 50 countries around the world where we've done business. And in 2017, you came up with the idea of starting an organization called Worldwide Business Intelligence, which, of course, we've now named this podcast after. And what gave you that idea that the world and people at large needed business intelligence that was worldwide?
Well, it's an interesting question, because there's a few things. You know, if I listen to the story that you just asked me about and Secret Service, you know, I've always had a relationship with the word intelligence. It's fascinated me since then. You know, I almost want to remind you to of that time you took me to Washington, D.C. to the Spy Museum.
I was about to say the same thing.
And, you know, I was walking through there and we were just looking at this, you know, different world of intelligence, of people collecting data and of so many things happening behind the scenes. Now, even though that's always been fascinating to me, you know, I think in our travels together, meeting so many entrepreneurs and seeing people's plea to find, you know, not only knowledge and not only knowledge that's been tried and tested, but knowledge that's been applied, that's now evolved to intuition, is really my definition of intelligence. You know, people give entrepreneurs out there knowledge, books to read, ideas. And many times talking to these people, they're just incredibly overwhelmed. They don't know really how to implement this on a practical day-to-day basis. And that's where I started to realize, wait, there's a massive difference between knowledge for an entrepreneur and intelligence. You know that we take all of this information that we collect all over the world and we try and test it. We try and test it in our own business. We try and test it within the businesses of our own Circle of Excellence clients that's around the world. And at some point, you know, I realized, look, there's formulas that works. You can just plug and play these formulas because it's intelligent formulas. It's applied knowledge. And then to be honest with all that, I just started getting this incredible fascination with the octopus, you know, and which is, by the way, the emblem for the Worldwide Business Intelligence brand, because what an intelligent being this octopus is. It has the 8 tentacles, which for me became the 8 top formulas for entrepreneurs. And then it actually has 9 brains. So each one of the tentacles hold a brain, and then the 9th one sits in the head itself. And then the octopus have 3 hearts. And for me, it's just such a good description of what we're trying here to achieve with this intelligence, is to bring these formulas, bring these brains into people's businesses, but also do it with a lot of heart, make it accessible for entrepreneurs, make it easy for entrepreneurs, but also give them a sense of trust in the result they're going to get, something that's so incredibly missing these days.
I'm going to pull this apart in a minute, but I have to say that, you know, I was really taken by Paul, the octopus, who did a really good job at picking who was going to win in the 2014 Soccer World Cup.
Because you must specify here, we have Paul, our client, who's the president of the Global Speaking Federation. We have Paul, the camel, in our room.
Yes.
And you're talking about Paul the octopus.
Paul the camel is our dog's soft toy called Paul. Came from Morocco. In fact, it was our gift to him from Morocco. But I want to go back a step, because I want to just let our listeners know that over this series of Worldwide Business Intelligence podcasts, we're going to aim to bring you people who have true intelligence at a grassroots level. Not some academic fluffy stuff that nobody's ever actually put into practice. This is really, I won't call it shortcuts and hacks, because often it's not, but this is really good intelligence. But before we get there, folks, you may be, those of you that know Lundy know that she does have a fascination with spies and espionage and all the sorts of research and psychology that goes around there. I have to tell you that when we were in Washington, D.C., she was doing things to me like pointing and saying, look under that bush, there'll be a camera under there. And I'd look under a bush in the middle of just outside, you know, around the corner from the White House. And she'd say, you know, the CIA are watching you through that camera. And I'd look and I'd go, what camera? And she'd go, right there. Can't you see it? And then I would see it. And it's like a pinprick size camera. This girl knows stuff, I'm telling you.
Great. Now no one's going to trust me.
Everybody's going to trust you. Because you do your research. So let's get down to Worldwide Business Intelligence and what I just said, where I really sort of damned the academia scene a little bit. You know, it definitely has its place. And I think that, you know, if you have to go and become a neurosurgeon, it's wise to do all of the subjects at school. But most entrepreneurs I know really cut and paste as they go along. And if they had intelligence to back them up, that they could have a really A to Z systems, and I know you love infographics, that really just take them through things. What is this thing that you really believe is intelligence that you're bringing to entrepreneurs, to intrapreneurs in some cases, to experts, to speakers, to consultants and coaches?
Well, it's just like the octopus as a being, if you look at it, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs, especially in our experience, traveling, hosting masterminds where we sit and literally get our hands dirty in understanding what is the issues people are having on the ground, what's the day-to-day struggles they experience, what is it specifically in their mindset that's keeping them stuck or overwhelmed. You know, many entrepreneurs find themselves on any given day being pulled into a marketing direction, and then they're in the sales direction, and then they this is now the latest software they have to use, and then they get stuck in a mindset issue. Now, when you look at the octopus, it's not a being whose tentacles live separately from each other. It's not a being who has its head or its heart living separately. It's one holistic being. And I think something that became abundantly clear for me over the past few years, especially working and traveling with you, has been that people are doing things in silos. Entrepreneurs have almost like the corporations has taught us different departments. You know, they have the marketing mindset and they have the sales mindset, and then they get taught the social media mindset, and then it's the mindset itself, but they really struggle to bring it together holistically into one being, like you see with the octopus. You know, it's a little bit off the story, but it's incredible. This being can escape from tanks. It can make gardens for itself under the ocean. The octopus is incredibly intelligent for the fact that it can morph. It's flexible. It can change color. And I think, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, in my experience, has had all the knowledge. They have this tentacle and that brain and this, that, but they can't bring it together under one umbrella. And it's my purpose and role and heart's desire to take, you know, the 8 elements of worldwide business intelligence which we have identified, and bring it together, the business intelligence with the mind intelligence, and then bring it to the world. Now, I've created a blueprint that illustrated to people, and it took me some time to really, really think of, you know, if you have a blueprint for worldwide business intelligence and you have to explain to people really where the source of the information come from, it ultimately clicked to me that when you go through this business intelligence in order to thrive in business and create the ultimate mindset, you will get years of experience from me and Mike, literally traveling around the globe together now 22 times. And bringing in 4 things: our cultural intelligence that we've collected all over the years, our creation intelligence that we've collected all over the years, our commercial intelligence, as well as consciousness intelligence. So this product that we're bringing, this offering to entrepreneurs, really bring all 4 of those aspects or directions, if you may, into one solution that will give them the opportunity to reset their education as entrepreneurs and therefore reset themselves.
Definitely.
Ooh, that was a long answer.
No, it was a very good answer. And definitely, folks, you know, you can join the Octopus Tribe, which is on Facebook. There'll be links here for that. And you can also go and have a look at Worldwide Business Intelligence yourself. My darling, I'm going to dig a little bit more for people into who is Lundy Jack, because there's so many components of you that I get to see that are this beautiful, multi-diverse being. But really, on a podcast, we've got to unpack that for people. So your father was a huge influence in your life, God rest his soul. I mean, he was an award-winning person in the banking industry in South Africa, the top of that industry. And when you grew up, he definitely taught you a lot about not only business, but about the way to live life as well.
Yeah.
So as I'm talking about him, what 1 or 2 things that he taught you do you think is just fantastic intelligence that you can share with our listeners?
It's incredible. It's as you're speaking, I just have something coming up in my mind. So I wonder if he's joined us. Mike used to call my dad, and he still does, the eagle. And so rightfully so, he had such vision and was probably, if not the biggest strategist I've ever met in my life. His ability to lift himself out of the detail of a situation and look from the top. But one of the things he really taught me, 2 things really, out of many, many, many things, is one, what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve.
What the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve.
Yeah, you know, and there's a person who cited that quote, and I'm not really sure now who it is, but it comes from someone. But I've been taught that quote from a very young age, and the way it applies here to the worldwide business intelligence module that I've built here is that not only is it incredibly important, and this is something he taught me over the years, that, you know, you can have the best business intelligence in the world. You can learn about business strategy and smart marketing and, you know, how to be incredible in sales and the psychology behind sales and how to be a conscious leader and how to systemize and automate and scale, all of which is part of this worldwide business intelligence product. But ultimately, if your focus is not on the ninth module, and what we've built here in Worldwide Business Intelligence is 8 modules, but there's sort of a hidden 9th module in there called Mind Brilliance. If you don't tend to the mind as if it's a garden, your entire mission, excuse the pun, your entire setup, your entire foundation will fall. And so it's been my heart's desire all my life to, bring information to people, and especially of recent years, to bring business intelligence to people that is built on the foundation of a very strong, resilient type of mindset. So that was really one of the biggest teachings for me. And the other one that stood out is, when I turned 21, my dad gave me a wooden box. He did it for all his children, a little wooden box. And then in the wooden box, which he handpicked for us, he would put a letter to each of his children. So I received mine as well on my 21st birthday. It's funny because he put keys to his house in there as well. But we found out later that the keys never fitted. That's very smart. The wooden box with the laminated letter in there and keys that doesn't fit in his door. So that clearly spelled you only come by invitation. But it just give you such insight into the great character of who he was, is really, in my reality. So in that letter, he wrote something that always stays with me, and it's something that I want to share with our listeners today. And it said that a ship is not made for the harbor. The ship is meant to actually leave the comfort of what it knows and sail into the unknown. And I am truly excited and passionate with Worldwide Business Intelligence to present to the entrepreneurs of this world new way of doing things, new formulas, the type of intelligence that will help them to finally have the life that they want for themselves, for their families, for their ecosystem. I think, many of the people who's on this podcast with us and that will, be walking the next part of the journey with us is the type of person who realizes that the world's changing, the way we've done business is changing, it's becoming more transparent. No longer do you want a business that's necessarily completely separate from your life. And it's my heart's desire to bring these teachings that my dad, the eagle, has installed in me to the entrepreneurs of the world in the form of this business intelligence blueprint.
I definitely think if he had have written a book of all of his sacred wisdom, it would be an international bestseller. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's crazy as a child where you don't start recording this wisdom of your parents, but he's certainly, his voice is certainly very loud and clear in everything that we bring to entrepreneurs.
Now, another thing I wanted to share with our listeners and something else that, you don't often talk about, and I guess the people that are in our inner circle, our circle of excellence, many of them probably do know this, but for the next tier of people, they don't know this, but you were a dancer for most of your life. And, you probably only stopped dancing very regularly when we met. So, and we started traveling the world, just like I stopped playing sport at that same stage as well, because I couldn't be part of a team. So in dance, I think, you learnt grace, you learnt poise, you learnt balance, you learnt motion, you learnt differences from cultural difference. I know you did, belly dance. I know you did hip hop. I know you did all of those sort of things, freestyle, etc. So what lessons have you taken from dance that you think are relevant for entrepreneurs and business owners today?
It's interesting, as you ask this question, my love, what came up for me really is the image of the octopus again, because it's such a fluid and flexible creature, and it can literally, bend its environment. And I think my dancing career has really helped me to understand how we can not only adapt to our environment, but how we can actually, just like the octopus, bend our environment. And I think, with many of the entrepreneurs I personally have had conversations with, over the years, they struggle to adapt. They many times become the victim of the environment. They don't realize, and this is now the talk of a dancer, they don't really realize that they do own that stage, that they can dance on the stage, that their life is a stage, that their business is a stage, and that they can, to a large extent, control that environment and control the stage. Look, there's always going to be things that is out of your control, and then it's important that you have the ability to accept those things. For example, one of my first performances as a dancer was on a massive stage, and I was Mary Had a Little Lamb. And I was dancing and I was really nervous. And I think that's, you know, that's how an entrepreneur must feel, especially if you get into a startup or not even that. You know, we work with so many award-winning entrepreneurs, best-selling author entrepreneurs, gold medalists. And if you're one of those people, you know, many times we find that many that can be the person who feels the most non-confident or the most unsupported. Absolutely. You know, they don't have someone to benchmark with because they've reached a level of success, and then suddenly everyone is there to ask them for advice and want support from them, and they don't get that actually in return. So that nervousness that an entrepreneur feel when they enter the stage, if you may, is something I really understood. And I remember, as I said, with my Mary Had a Little Lamb dance, I mean, I was in this little dress and I had my little lamb in my hand and I just did the dance. And in my reality, I did it perfectly until I fell down in front of this entire audience of people. And there's no escape from that. At that point, you fail. At that point, you're on your knees. And I learned at that young age, I was 6 years old, that there's no time really to sit and cry over, you know, you falling down or the fact that your act is not perfect or things do not turn out the way exactly you want to. And I just jumped up and I danced further. And I think, you know, for me to have that same message to entrepreneurs is heartwarming. And for me to bring Worldwide Business Intelligence, which took us years to collect based on the conversations and brainstorming and events and all the things, consulting, coaching, mentoring to entrepreneurs, is that same message. Is look, here is the intelligence, here is the octopus, here's the dance of entrepreneurship. Yes, there's going to be days that you're going to fail. Yes, there's going to be days that you're going to be successful. But it's the way in which you get up every single time that really matters the most.
Let's talk about that, my darling, because let's talk about getting up in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now, for those people here that don't know Landy, you know, one of the things I will tell you is probably all of you are on email most of the day. Landy is never on email because she does not have an active email account. She does have an email address because you need it to subscribe to some things. But I can honestly tell you, folks, she's probably got 130,000 unopened emails full of spam from goodness knows what. So you don't have an email address. You really don't use a computer very much in doing your business. And when you get up in the morning, you have a certain routine because you are really in control of your life. So I want to dig into that and show people, illustrate to people that you don't have to live life the way people were taught to live life. There can be very different ways of doing it. So let's jump up and talk about your routine in the morning.
Well, maybe just a quick disclaimer. I do have an email address that I use for registrations and stuff like that. But I do not communicate via email. You know, it's just, it became such a monster for me at some stage in my life, you know, where I'm sure like many of you listeners here, just, you know, answer emails. It's very common for most people to start their day in what I call a very reactive mode. So rather than getting up and really relaxing in yourself, prioritizing your day, pressing the reset button from the previous day and things like that, people jump up and they have this incredible knot in their stomach and then start the day with that platform. I really get it. I've done it for so many years and it caused me so much unnecessary stress in my life. But I think I came to a point where I realized that it's really completely taking my eye off the ball. You know, in my corporate years, way back before I made the jump to becoming an entrepreneur, I had a very, very angry boss. that I worked for. And she one day marched into the department in which I was working saying, why have you not reached your goals? And why is this not done? And why is that not finished? And I just said to her, because I'm busy answering emails. I mean, at that stage, you could easily have to personally respond to up to 500 emails a day. I mean, no person, unless they're a machine, will be able to achieve all that. And she came around the corner and was breathing in my neck and hanged over my back to see, you know, what's all this emails I'm talking about. And she literally went, edit, select all my emails, and she pressed delete.
Perfect.
Gone. All my, and I was like, how can you do that? You just deleted all my emails. And she looked me straight into my eyes and she said, if it's urgent, we'll call you. And even though I was very upset that day, and it actually took me years to integrate and process what's happened here, she turned out to be one of my biggest master teachers, because that allowed me 7 years ago to go, but why am I on email? If this thing is taking so much of my time, if it's interfering in the first hour of my day, which I know is what your question is more about, why am I having this thing in my life? And I just removed it. Now, I communicate with clients via WhatsApp, and you know, I love doing things like putting documents in a Dropbox folder and sharing it with them and then just telling them it's in there. So there is different ways of doing it, but bye-bye email. I never ever want to go there. And I always joke and say, you know, if I can start an anti-email movement or anti-to-do list movement.
Yeah, that's the other one I wanted to pick up. You have an anti-to-do list movement. So why is that?
Well, I think just going back to the routine in the morning first, you know, if there's one thing that I really would like entrepreneurs to start doing in their lives is to really create a space for themselves in the first hour of their day to prioritize, to be strategic, to lift themselves out of the questions that other people have and decide how they want to spend this day. What's my income generating tasks? What's my relational tasks with other people? What am I going to do to grow my business today? And where in the week am I going to make, you know, time for my passions? That's a big part of my routine. But when it comes to the to-do list, I just think so many entrepreneurs make a to-do list of 20 and 30 things per day, but they never reach that goal. They never get to tick off that to-do list. So in essence, they set themselves up for massive failure, because it's very rare that an entrepreneur get to the end of the day finishing their to-do list unless they're part of the crush it and hustle it movement, which ultimately will lead to burnout. So my alternative to that is what I call blocking, where you literally get up in the morning, you have your golden hour, you become proactive in that time, you're strategic, you prioritize, you rest in yourself, you decide what you want to do with your day. And then during that time, you decide on the one or two things you're going to focus on, you block it for that day, you complete it, end your day and feel fantastic. There's way more intelligence behind it, but that's just in a nutshell how I believe I can bring with Worldwide Business Intelligence different views, different perspectives of doing business to entrepreneurs that gives them a profitable business, but also allow them the space for a lifestyle.
Absolutely. I mean, the first things you do, apart from doing the things we all do in the morning, is that you listen to your YouTubes. You listen to things like Gaia TV or mindset stuff or some spiritual awakening. We do meditation together. We share our dreams that we've had during the night, because that's a great way to learning. And it's only after that that you actually start your day, which is just fantastic. So you enter your day having basically done some basic exercise, exercised your mind, and being really in a good space. And that's why, you know, a lot of people say about Landy, she's always happy. Well, I think this is one of the reasons. She doesn't do email and she doesn't have a to-do list. So therefore, if you can get rid of those two things, you too may be as happy as Landy is.
Well, maybe I only look always happy.
No, it's not true. I'm not saying you're never sad, but it's a very, very rare extreme on that. Now, just as we're sort of starting to bring this thing to a close, I just want to get into one or two other things in allowing people to get to know you. What is it that you believe the entrepreneur of today really needs? when we break it down, what are the top two or three skills that an entrepreneur today really needs?
Well, I think I sort of want to niche that more, because the entrepreneur that we've been working with a lot over the past few years, and we have a special place, I know, in both our hearts for them, is more of an expert entrepreneur. It's a person who consult. They normally have really great intellectual property or content and corporate clients themselves. It is also the type of entrepreneur who's a coach and want to help other people, help make the world a better place. And so consultants, coaches, also really people who speak from stage, who do keynote speaking, or who's professional speakers, as well as authors and especially these days leaders. So in summary, authors, speakers, leaders, coaches, consultants, really has been the people that we have been working with, especially over the past few years. And your question around that was?
Yeah, what's the top three things you think they need, skills they need to have?
Yeah, you know, that's a very specific group of people, because many of these experts, if you may, many of these expert entrepreneurs are such have such rich content, and they have so much to offer the world, but many times just lack the confidence to sell, thereby not really creating for themselves a sustainable, predictable income. And that becomes a sad story, a story that saddened me over the years, and why I especially want to help them, because they have this ability to help other people. They have this message to the world. You know, they speak, they write books, they teach in many aspects other clients, individuals or corporates, but just do not have the confidence and more so the formulas to sell in a way that there's a sustainable income. So for me, that would be one of the number one things that has stood out for me in my journey with that type of entrepreneur. Also, I find marketing, you know, we're in a market that completely overwhelms people in terms of marketing. So people are getting all of these marketing ideas. And that's caused a lot of these experts to find themselves in a position where they jumping from bandwagon to bandwagon. So then they're playing with Instagram, then they're on their LinkedIn profile, then they're finding the latest sales funnel, then it's this, then it's that, and whatever. And it's really been fantastic for me to bring marketing solutions to this group of people that really works, but that also positions themselves in front of their audience in a way where they really stand out, where they really get noticed, where people start putting together the actual value that they can provide with the person and see, you know what, here's something of high value. I mean, I'm a massive advocate of getting these experts to charge much more than what they do, to build products and services that has much higher perceived value than what they put out there in the market. That's the second one for me. And then I think the third one that's really, really stood out for me over the years as well, is that these people, this group of people, these experts, speakers, coaches, consultants, and authors and leaders, many of them built a business around them as an individual. So that business really struggled to survive without that person. So life happens, you know, they become incredibly exposed to risk. They don't scale. They don't know how to take them as an individual with a solution that many times is only them or a team of 5 to 10 people at most around them. And they don't know how to package that in a way where it can become systemized and automated and ultimately, you know, scaled to sell if they want to. But they get sick, life happens, you know, the environment impact them. They start becoming victim of economies and stuff like that. And then the business just cannot survive if they're not in it. And I think that's one of the three biggest problems that I've realized of this group of people over the years.
Definitely. And I think what we're hoping to do, both through the products and services that we sell, which we'd love you to go and have a look at, of course, but also on this podcast and in our Octopus Tribe Facebook group as well, is actually to give everybody grassroots real information that we've gleaned from traveling around the world, as Lundy said, you know, 22 times in the last few years alone, and meeting so many exceptional people in everywhere from, you know, Dublin to Darwin, really. So from that aspect, you are going to have some great people on this, and make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to this, and make sure that you keep up to date. Lundy, some last things that you'd like to share.
I'm so happy you mentioned the Octopus Tribe, which we have on this platform in Facebook in a group. Because we're really at the forefront of bringing this Octopus Tribe community together. You know, for those of you listening that doesn't know what me and Mike do, is we have a Circle of Excellence community around the world. You know, our elite clients that we've been working with for quite some time now. But we also have learners, whether those learners are in international schools. We've had learners who's attended our masterminds over the years. We have so many groups of people in our ecosystem, and with this Octopus Tribe, we're literally bringing them all together now into one Facebook group of learners, of students, of worldwide business intelligence and other platforms as well, which is exciting because there's great opportunity for all these different people that we have the privilege to meet, you know, all these different experts and leaders and speakers and consultants and coaches and authors to come together under one umbrella within this group. And I'm really looking forward to see where that's going to lead things. One final message. It's, you know, it's my privilege and it's my honor to bring worldwide business intelligence to the world of experts and entrepreneurs, and really see in this next tier, as you called it, how more people now can have access to an academy and to a community that will finally set some of the wrongs in their education right, you know, making sure that those holes are filled up, that a proper foundation is established for this group of people, and then with the help of my good friend, the Octopus.
Absolutely. Folks, make sure you subscribe to the channel here, and make sure you follow Lundy Jack, L-A-N-D-I, Jack, J-A-C, there's no K on that, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on the world, and we look forward to bringing you the next episode soon.
Bye, everyone.